Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
One day we'll be in the park again, but not today. Our musical interludes have been beefed up to give you a little extra energy. We need it again this morning. 8:10.
Saturday in the park. I think it was the 4th of July.
Maybe by the 4th of July, we'll be out and about again. Dean Richards is with us from Channel 9, and let's get the entertainment report. How you doing, Dean?
I'm now convinced that you were just auditioning to get a job on B96. Talking up these music intros now.
I can't help myself.
Yeah. You hear an intro, you got to talk it up, as we say.
Comedies and music, two necessary drugs that we need to help ourselves.
Exactly,
these days.
Exactly right.
I was very sad to hear about the passing of Terrence McNally.
Yeah, a mammoth force in theater and in films as well. But he was a multi-Tony Award winner for productions like Love, Valor, Compassion, and Masterclass on Broadway, and Ragtime, and The Full Monty, and Kiss of the Spider-Woman, and his work just went on and on. He died of complications of COVID-19 in Florida yesterday. He was a lung cancer survivor, lived with chronic inflammatory lung disease, which makes him, you know, made him someone who is at great risk for COVID-19, and he did succumb to it. Lin-Manuel Miranda yesterday said that he was a giant in the field, and he was grateful for his staggering body of work and his unfailing kindness. 81 years old.
We're going to be hearing more and more about famous people testing positive because more and more people are just going to be tested and are going to be shown to have the virus. And now it's Jackson Browne, huh?
Yeah, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Was tested positive. He is resting at his home in Los Angeles right now. Says his symptoms are mild. He does not need hospitalization. He said that he did a benefit on March the 8th in New York City with Cyndi Lauper and Dave Matthews. And he knows that several people, not them, but several people who were at that benefit did test positive for COVID-19. So he thinks that that may be where he got it. But, you know, he's doing okay. He's 71 years old and otherwise seemingly healthy.
71. Wow. It reminds me, Elton John is 73 today.
Is that right?
Yeah. And talking about music, John Fogerty has joined the list of folks performing online these days, hasn't he?
Yeah. Rolling Stone magazine reached out to lots of performers and asked them to do videos for them in their self-isolation to that they could post on their Instagram site in a series that's called In My Room. And this is the one that the legendary CCR singer did.
Sure, we're all going stir crazy after 10 days or so of doing this. And I thought I'd get outside and get some fresh air and maybe sing a couple of songs.
I want to know that have you ever seen the rain? I'm in that sun of day. Yeah, go around tonight. It's gonna take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise.
Nice. So, yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it sounds good. And it's maybe like 15 minutes. He did a bunch of songs on there. Rolling Stone said that they will be releasing videos every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2 p.m. Chicago time on their Instagram account. And they have a lot of classic artists. They have a lot of new artists who are already up there. Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys did one. And Angelique Kidjo, who Time Magazine called the the Best African Diva. She did a bunch of songs that sound great, so you can check back there every few days and get some new stuff.
Dean, have you noticed YouTube changing? I don't know if they started this yesterday or they're starting this today. By default, their videos are going to play in standard definition quality. People who want to watch videos in high def can still do so, but they have to manually select that option. I guess they're doing this to preserve space. Right. On in cyberspace, aren't
right.
they?
Is it bandwidth? I'm not sure exactly all the technical jargon, but
yep.
It used to be that all videos were like that. You notice that on even on television, where you see the image and the margins on the left and the right are blacked out. That's called HD. That's called SD, standard definition. And lately, everything has become HD, high definition, which fills up your entire screen, which takes more space on the internet. So YouTube said they're going to crunch that down back to the old way. So there'll be a little more room because everybody is on the internet and everybody is are posting videos right now. So for the time being, that's the way it's going to be. And as Bob said, when you go to YouTube, you can choose to watch it in high definition if you want to, but everything's going to be posted standard to save room.
Yeah, probably a good idea. Dean Richards at Channel 9 giving us the entertainment update. Hasn't everything pretty much shut down right now, Dean?
Production is all shut down, but, you know, there were a lot of question marks as to whether some TV shows would be canceled altogether or whether or not they would be rescheduled. Same with movies. Same with some albums. The Walking Dead, for example. Has postponed its finale episode until later on this year. The 15th episode will be on April the 5th. The finale will be shown as a special episode later on this year. But the big closure announcements are coming with two of the most anticipated movies of the year. Wonder Woman 1984, which was supposed to open on June the 5th, now has been pushed back to August 14th instead. And Lin-Manuel Miranda's In the Heights was supposed to be out on June 26th, this big, celebratory, joyous musical. That has been put on indefinite hold right now. So we don't know if these movies are going to be put on online platforms yet. That's what a lot of the studios are doing now with some of their first-run movies. Movies that were in theaters for about a week before everything shut down are now going online platform on demand. But theaters are, you know, AMC theaters say that they think they're going to be closed for 12 weeks, which will take us into, you know, mid-June, early July. So, you know, it's still up in the air on all these things. But at least we have some dates if things progress the way we all hope things will progress.
And what are the people at Lollapalooza saying now? Because normally tickets would be on sale now,
right. Yep.
But they're not. And they're not saying anything yet about a postponement, are they?
No, not about a postponement. They did issue a statement because I've been calling like crazy ever since all of this happened. You know, what's going to happen? And I figured it was way too soon because Lollapalooza is not until August. So I think that they, you know, had just not been saying anything for a while, but they did finally issue a statement saying we're sitting back, we're listening to music, we're in self-isolation like everyone else. Hope to have some news soon. So they are continuing. At least they finally said something, but you know, they're still maintaining their wait and see attitude because so many of the outdoor festivals, including Milwaukee Summerfest, got pushed back. But you know, what's going to happen with Taste of Chicago? What's going to happen with the countless number of neighborhood festivals that go on every year? You know, we have not heard a word about any of those yet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you think about Lollapalooza, as you say, not till August, and Ravinia, not till we get into June. But you got to make arrangements very early to book for acts to travel. So you can't wait much longer, can you?
No. It seems like they're going to need to make a decision one way or the other pretty soon. Because if they keep everybody on the schedule, then they have to pay everybody if it gets canceled. So it's a tricky situation for them. I guess I sort of get it.
All right, let's hear about celebrities helping us out, either through donations or messages online. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, two pretty big donations, actually. Arnold Schwarzenegger, former governor of California, one-time Terminator, just donated $1 million to a company called Frontline Responders Fund. This is a group that actually transports must-have equipment to regions that are in need around the country. In other words, you know, somebody needs ventilators in New York, they need masks, they need, you know, whatever it is, and it's at one end of the country and needs to get to the other end of the country. This group steps in and they do it. So Arnold Schwarzenegger writes a check for $1 million. And also James Taylor, singer James Taylor, donated $1 million to Massachusetts General Hospital to support people in healthcare, the medical center there, who are working to buy protective equipment for them, to pay for telemedicine that is going on, establish a coronavirus hotline for patients right now. So two very sizable donations. Just words of support can sometimes be great as well. And Ryan Reynolds, who, by the way, also donated $1 million last week. He and his wife, Blake Lively, donated $1 million to food banks in the U.S. and also in his native Canada. He put out a video yesterday, just telling us to kind of stay tough.
We need to work together to flatten the curve and fight off COVID-19. I think in times of crisis, I think we all know that it's the celebrities that we count on most. They're the ones who are going to get us through this. Right after healthcare workers, of course, first responders, people who work in essential services, ping pong players, mannequins. They're great. Childhood imaginary friends.
Yeah, so, you know, he's got his priority list. People who are coming to the forefront to help out.
Yeah, I got a text yesterday that read something like, "Morning, Bob. You are an essential servant. Come on now, really? I'm trying my best
right
here."
Right, all right. I had an email like that during my Sunday show this past week. And, you know, I don't know what ridiculous thing we were doing, something stupid. And I thought, wow, Wally Phillips would be spinning in his grave right now if he heard some of the ridiculous things that are happening during an international crisis.
Oh, he would be all about people helping people right now.
Somebody would be getting a Seymour Paisen scarf right now. It's all I know.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Bob.
Thank you, Dean.